The views and opinions expressed on this show are meant for entertainment purposes only. While we strive to bring you accurate information, remember to do your own research, and always question everything.
This episode of The Salty Show is brought to you by Call of Duty. The biggest weapon is in your pants.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of The Salty Show. I'm your co-host, Timmy Two Time in the house. What's going on, everybody?
Hey, what's up? This is Jules.
What's up? It's your girl, Sammy Joe.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Heidi.
Hey, everybody. This is Jeremy, and welcome to our world.
Welcome to another episode of The Salty Show, where we cover everything from politics to pop culture. I'm your host, Salty Saul. On this episode, we're going to talk about the indecent exposure at the White House. So similar to the Janet Jackson wardrobe malfunction, maybe not. It wasn't like that. It was worse. I think the White House lawn was supposed to be for press conferences. Did I miss something here? Okay, so Biden promised that he was going to bring decency back to the White House. You guys remember all his speeches that he was talking about Trump being... Just for those of you who forgot, this was Biden's pretty much the speeches that he would give whenever he would go out. And so Biden was going to be the guy who was going to bring decency and... Let me present my screen here to the White House.
Unity.
Yeah.
Well, decency was on the ballot. That's what they kept saying. Decency was on the ballot.
All right. So let me play this. Okay. Because again, I just want to play this for you so that you hear from the horse's mouth.
One of his record-breaking crowds, I see.
Yes, exactly.
Beginning of COVID.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, let me play what he says and then we'll go from there.
I'm not going to stop. I'm not keep you out here. Number one. I said when I announced that I wanted to restore the soul of the country, but I wasn't being melodramatic. All I meant was restore basic decency and honor to the White House. And that's why we ran. The second reason we ran is
All right. So you heard it there. He said, and again, this is just one of the speeches. All I had to do was Biden says decency and honor to the White House. And there was a ton of videos where he said this every rally that he went to. You were going to say, Tim, about Biden?
Yeah, it's just, it's something, an interesting note that I heard about this fucking guy. During the primary, after he lost Iowa, like 100 days later, like he was done. Remember that picture of him on the train by himself, that lonely, train ride back to like Delaware or something like that?
Yeah.
100 days later. He wins the primary, and then he goes on to be selected as the next president of the United States. Tells you everything you need to know, which is leading up till now, because you know what was going to happen from 2021 all the way to 25. You knew Trump was going to actually start doing some shit. They were afraid. So this decency shit, this pride shit, this unity shit, yeah. These guys, you can cut this out. I had a whole thing, but then it just...
No, I mean, it's all
this guy makes me angry. Every time looking at these guys and what they're doing and seeing him with the mask on and everything, it's just... Talk about PTSD, bro. You know what I mean? Like, everything that this administration... Because I've been watching Game of Thrones. Like, I started Game of Thrones over from episode one, okay? I'm on season four. Fuck.
Yes.
You know what I mean? But like, you watch this and it's evil, the shit that they've been putting us through for the last 2.5. For the last 7 years with Trump, right? Where where it was starting to be visible, but specifically when they were in charge for the last 7 years, the last 2.5 years, it's been evil, right? Inflation numbers through the roof. Oh, it eased. They go, oh, look, we're helping the economy. We're easing. Bitch, no, you're not. Inflation's still at an all-time high. It's just instead of 8, it went down to 5. Okay, but it's still 5% inflation. Like, these guys are evil. And just goes into everything you're about to talk about. These people are pure evil. That's the only way I can look at it.
And see, what ends up happening is a lot of when conservatives I would say even people in the middle of the road, people who aren't even religious, because what I'm about to show you, Jeremy, it's like, what the hell? Now, the left could argue that, hey, Trump, when he came in, he was irreverent to the but maybe that's all he was, right? And to me, there's a difference between, just like how he is. He has a bombastic personality, which is very different from what many presidents before him had, right? He was just a unique character. But I think what ends up happening now, oh, because Trump was that way, then that means we can have transvestites at the White House front lawn burying their breasts and slapping their titties in front of the camera. And again, a place that should have some form of respect and decency to in their words. And so let me show you the video. If you haven't seen this, Jeremy, again,
I have not.
And to Tim's point, this is evil, because it is, these people would not celebrate anything religious, right? During Christmas, they didn't do anything. During Easter, they were celebrating freaking bunny. They never talked about, you know, the Christ. And these are holidays and stuff that has been celebrated by the country for hundreds of years, right? And these guys completely ignored that, right? Because they don't take pride in our Christian roots, in our Judeo-Christian values. They don't take pride in that. They take pride in something else. And again, to me, it's like, if you want to recognize a certain group of people, okay, fine. But you're not doing it across the board. You're right. You're not acknowledging the role that Judeo-Christian values and Judeo-Christian people played in the founding of the country, and especially in the treatment of those marginalized groups that they so defend. It was Christians' values that brought on this type of freedom that they now enjoy. So let me share this with you guys, because it should make your blood boil, like Tim says. And I'm honestly to the point now where, like, I am so desensitized from this stuff, and I'm just like, okay, all right, this is where we're at as a society. So let me play this video.
Pride Month.
Can we take a little video? Hi, Mr. President. It is an honor. Trans rights are human rights.
And so that image you saw there behind them, they're in front of the White House lawn. Behind them is the I don't know, the LGBTQ flag now, because the pride flag has now been, you know, it's no longer, it's been taken over by the LGBTQ flag right in the middle of the US flag. You guys see that image? And mm-hmm. And you saw that short image of, again, this transvestite. And to me, it's like, okay, we celebrate pride, but you would never see, we never celebrated heterosexuality this way. With straight men and women bearing their body parts in the front lawn to celebrate, you know what I'm saying? To celebrate family. Like, what is this shit? It's just weird.
And then how does that even, like, attribute to those groups too? Like, to your point, just like showing your body and like rubbing your boobs.
It's a slap,
like,
in the face.
But it's not, it doesn't have anything to do with those groups either. Like, that's the thing. It's just
fuck you. Do you know what that is? It's a big exactly fuck you. You know what it means? We could do whatever the fuck we want. We have the support of the President of the United States of America. It's a big fuck you to everybody.
Yeah,
you think that every law that you guys pass that's going to stop us? No, it's a big fuck you. That flag, like, that's why I sent that article earlier about how John Hopkins or whatever, they're trying to rewrite what the fuck lesbians are now. So I'm like, oh, go find a new tribe and a new flag, because even lesbians, it's a non-male that likes a non-male. That is like the new definition of a lesbian now. And I'm like, so basically anything to do with women, they're fucking getting rid of and letting men just eradicate them.
Right.
I'm like, this, I mean, regardless whether you agree with people, can, whatever side of the fence you're on that. But you know what? This whole transgender movement is a big fuck you to every female that is fucking straight, gay, straight and gay, because that's it. Yeah, at that point, anything else is just made up shit, non-binary stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's a big fuck you to all of you. You guys sat there, and we've had arguments on the show about feminism, and I'm pro, I'm a boss bitch, and I'm this, and I'm that. But here they are. It's a slap in the face to everybody, even men that supported these women. You know, like, yeah, you know, women need equal rights and everything, that marched and all that. It's a big, giant fuck you.
But I've said this. I've said this before, though, and like I feel like people didn't want to listen. But this is—it's been. I mean, it's been a war on women. It has been.
Yeah, and but the women embraced. Like, you guys were, your movement was circumvented, and nobody, and it is the women who are accepting it, because women are compassionate. They're the more compassionate sex, and it was your compassion that has allowed this insanity to take root. And to Tim's point, is to circumvent your movement.
That's happened to every movement, though. So it's not this movement. It's bad. But it's happened to every movement out there. It's not just this one. It's a good thing starts, or it comes from like a place of, hey, we want to move things forward for support for women for this. But to your point too, whoever has also advocated for women's rights and things like that, the whole thing is turned. It's to everyone who's ever even wanted to fight for injustices, or who have been behind a certain, because I feel like so many times it's like, oh, you know, you want to fight for feminism and like, look at what's going on. It turns into, you know, toxic masculinity. And it was like, if you're a feminist, then you're agreeing with that. But like, to the whole point, it was never that too. It was still like trying to take over and making that cause. Oh, all the feminists are saying like you're toxic. You know, men are bad in that. I don't think real women who were standing up for themselves were really trying to say that. But then at the same time, it's like, here we still are, you know.
Okay. I'm going to prove your point real quick. Okay. So what happened in 2020 that was the most significant thing in our country's history? What happened in 2020? St. Floyd happened. You know, he was bigger than COVID and bigger than a pandemic, right? And then what did they do? They rushed to make Juneteenth a holiday, right? They rushed to make Juneteenth a federal holiday. Everybody's off of Juneteenth, right? Everybody panned it, right? Chuck Schumer, every year for years, go, I was proud to be Juneteenth and this, that, and the third. Oh, guess what? You know what they did for Juneteenth this year? Oh, yeah. Juneteenth and Pride Day are together. And you know what they didn't do? Nobody celebrated Juneteenth this year. So that grift is gone. They grifted on the whole Black Lives Matter bullshit and, oh, we care about Black people. And no, this has all been about the transgender shit. Even during those marches, when we started seeing all these fucking letterhead people fucking taking over, and they were like, yeah, transgenders is Black Lives Matter too. What the fuck? And they just hijacked the whole movement. Not a single thing about Black Lives Matter on Juneteenth. So that just goes to show you that Chuck Schumer and all these fucking cocksuckers, they don't care. They don't care. They got what they wanted, and now this is this new transgender shit. This is their religion. This is the end game. And I send you guys articles after articles, man. The fucking ABA, the American Bar Association, they're trying to change fucking parental rights, and they want to pass in all 50 states so that the state owns your child. And if you don't agree that your child's a fucking tranny or whatever fucking pronoun, they can take them away from you. And at that point, they could fucking mutilate them.
But let's be real. You know, we can, if we really want to dig down to what this is, we already knew, you know, already that none of the Black Lives Matter and like all the, hey, you know, Black people, we care about you. We already knew that all that stuff wasn't
true. Next year, they'll care about them.
No, but they really won't. So don't say it like they will. That's just lies. That's not true. Like,
they'll tell you that they care about
them. Right. It's election year. Next year, they'll care about them again.
Right, which we know about. That's what I'm saying. So they never really have. So to say, oh, they haven't. Like, they never have.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And then secondly, when we really trace back to all this stuff, it goes to the pedophiles and, like, the people who are doing these crazy things. That's all this stuff stems from. It's not even really about, like, I mean.
You're going to get Jewel started with the Q.
No, but it's true. It's truer now than ever before.
It's so true. I think, and that's the common on all groups or whatever that have come out. You know, what's the one thing that it all goes back to? It is all this pedophile stuff, and you know that's where it stems from. It's like, how do we get to the point where we make it okay that you know we can abuse children? Like, what the fuck? And it all comes down to that same thing.
What's crazy, exactly. All that stuff, exactly. Everybody's saying that it's all related. You know, the push for sexualizing kids. That's what it is, guys. It's the sexualization of kids. That I was watching TikTok videos and these kids are walking in and being pushed by their teachers to celebrate the sexuality, like what happened to math and science? What is this shit? It's bullshit. But then again, to everybody's point, it is this. I was reading some stats on the industry of the whole human trafficking, which essentially is pedophilia, guys. It's fucking weirdos. And what's his name? Jim Caviezel's coming out with a movie that I'm going to see. I forget what the movie's called, where he covers this topic, and it's worth supporting this kind of stuff. Because again, I believe that this is the fundamental thing. There's billions and billions of dollars that are being made by the trafficking of children and by people in high positions of power. If we still don't know the names of the people who were on that Jeffrey Epstein Island, guys, the fact and being protected by intelligence agencies. I'm going to show you some videos here, guys, and some evidence here, how the FBI itself has been usurped, and they are now run by corrupt individuals. And you ask yourself, why? And you know why? Because there's a lot of money to be made. And again, we sound like conspiracy theorists, but I don't see any other way to see this other than this. There's a big movement. There's a lot of money to be made, and people
follow
who are
the
in
red
power,
shoes.
People who are in power are have a reason why to keep this wheel going.
It came out today that War Room, you know, they were talking about down in Texas, American land is being sold to the cartel. I mean, being sold to illegals. Texas land is being sold to illegals so that they can go live on it. But really, when you dig into it, it's really cartel money, and they have sovereignty. It's like sovereign land. Nobody's allowed on there, and it's like they're poised for the fucking child trafficking.
Who gave them sovereignty? Just because they bought the land, they think
they're not allowed because of all this immigration rules. You're not allowed to, you know, go seize these lands and all that.
Clearly, that's bullshit because I can't build a shed on my property that I own without.
When NGOs are involved, NGOs are involved in government and they deem it government land, like how Trump, you know, like even like in Trump's plan, he wants to make government funded cities for conservatives. I'm like, I don't know about that one. It sounds good, like freedom cities, but you know how that goes, you know. But that's basically what they're doing, dude. And you can't do nothing about it. I mean, the fucking AG in Texas, the fucking Republicans there, them spineless cunts over there in Texas, they fucking they recalled them. They did the same thing they did to Liz Harris here in Arizona. They fucking booted them, put them under investigation.
So I want to bring really back into this whole freaking, no, it's fine. I mean, it's all related, guys. And it is. And honestly, the conversation veers off, but I have an outline here and I want to cover a couple other topics. So this is going to play very bad, for the Democrats. Because again, the contrast that I just showed you guys, right, where Biden says we need to bring decency back, you know, to this office. And then the contrast of the video, you know, Republicans are going to play this over and over. During that election, this video of this transvestite bearing their boobs right in front of the White House. And you know damn well there was probably kids there, man, because these people have no shame and they do it constantly. So I want to show you, this is how they knew that they had fucked up, because the press secretary gets asked about this. And let me show you her response. And and Candace Owens made a point on this in that, you know, you think that they really were caught off guard by what this person did, or do you think that they're just trying to, do you think they're trying to play it both ways? So let me play this here.
On the exposure incident on the South Lawn, having received the statement that the White House believes that was inappropriate, disrespectful, is there going to be a greater effort in the future to communicate a code of conduct for White House guests?
Look, as you mentioned, the statement that we put out, you heard from us earlier today, the behavior was simply unacceptable. We've been very clear about that. It was unfair to the hundreds of attendees who were there to celebrate their families. So, you know, we're going to continue to be clear on that. And that type of behavior is...
So, obviously, the White House, everybody there agrees that it was inappropriate. So are they going to arrest those people for indecent exposure?
They've been banned. I don't think they've been arrested. And you're very right, Jeremy. Okay. You're very accurate there, because that is, I don't think that's legal to be exposing yourself like that. Yeah, Jeremy.
Well, and here's the other thing. So they come out and condemn being, you know, showing your titties on the White House lawn. Okay. We all know that's wrong. So essentially what they just did was they just condoned fucking drag time story hours too for children. Because indecent exposure, if you're putting your titties out in the White House and you're saying that's bad, pulling them out in front of a 5-year-old is bad too.
Right.
Yes or no?
Yeah.
Yes or no? They just pinned themselves into a fucking bad corner. The transgender movement, again, what do I always say? You give them an inch, all these fucking liberal cucks, they take a fucking yard. And they're all in. So they were like, we could do whatever we want. And they did. And now the White House, how do you tell people drag time story hours is bad, but, you know, is good, but titties on the right. White House lawn is bad? Well, yeah, because everybody in America saw that.
It's
everybody
very in America similar,
just saw what this is.
Tim, when the people go, conservatives go to the school board meetings and start reading the garbage that's in the books about how Sally was sucking the dick of, you know, Jimmy. And then the board members are like, no, you can't read that here. And it's like, wait, why can't you read it here? But you can read it in a fucking classroom. It's disgusting, right, bro. So right. You make a great point, because if it's good, if it's not good there, it shouldn't be, or in your presence, it shouldn't be good in the presence of children. So these people
I think,
yep.
To when you were saying, like, do you think like that they knew about it, one, and then they're like having to react to the backlash too? I think that's 100% the case. But then I also feel like her response, it's like, you have to say that, but I believe that they actually do not care.
They
and the
care.
Only reason why they're having to kind of say that is to stay face, but yet they don't care. They're like, oh, because you're right. Like they're going to have to say that, but she knows that it would happen again. They're not going to stop. And if it did happen again, they're like, it would be like, well, we told them not to.
Right.
Like we told them that's not appropriate, you know, and they still did it. Oh man.
This is what communists do.
Yeah. They should be arrested. That's what they should be.
Exactly. Yeah. And they should be flogged on the fucking White House lawn.
So
bring back flogging.
So and this is just a culmination of what's been happening in the country in the past few years, to the everybody's point. This push to sexualize children, this push to have kids question their sexuality. It's all freaking weird. Now, a lot of this culminated out in Glendale, California, where I think, Tim, you sent us some of these videos where Armenian, or you sent it to me, I think, directly, where Armenian parents, you know, confronted Antifa and Pride demonstrators out there when they were having a school board meeting out there in Glendale, California, about what the curriculum was going to be for the following year or whatever. And so a lot of parents, again, minority parents who are religious, who read some of this bullshit, and they were like, no, you're not going to take it upon yourself to teach my child about their sexuality. This is a parent's job. And so a lot of parents went out there. And so obviously Antifa, you know, what is their modus operandi? They're going to create a wreck. And so let me show you this video. And I'm going to tie this into the new boycott that's coming, because this spurred something with a lot of people online, because I think a lot of people are starting to question. It's like they're starting to watch, and this is causing a big red pill, in my opinion, right, guys? As people are being exposed to this, people who were down the middle of the road and were saying, well, you know, I don't get into the, you know, culture war stuff. I want to avoid it. I just want to raise my kids and whatever. Well, guess what, folks? You know, this stuff is creeping closer and closer to home if you don't stay. You know, what is that from Boondock Saints? You know, evil triumphs when good men do nothing, right? So let me play this, and then I'm going to lead on to what happened after this.
It shows fights breaking out at a protest in Glendale, California. That's in Los Angeles County on Tuesday, outside a school district meeting to debate recognizing Pride Month. Tension boiled over when the 200 demonstrators were debating gender and sexual identity studies, which was not, by the way, on the agenda for the meeting. Around 50 officers ended up showing up on the scene. They could not de-escalate the crowd. In the end, at least 3 people were arrested. School administrators point out that many of the protesters didn't even have students in the district.
Yeah, bullshit.
They're trying to spin it that way.
Yeah, exactly. And that's in the news media. That's what they're going to do all the time. But okay, so this happens, right? And so it's funny, because when Tim sends me this, I respond to him and I'm like, you know, the irony is that the immigrants that they so embrace are the same immigrants who are standing up against their, you know, their latest cause du jour, you know, which is this LGBTQ push. Okay, so then this happens, and there was a post that was done by a guy. And let me show you. His name is Nick Merckx, and he's a popular streamer. Okay, I didn't know who this guy was.
Call of Duty, yeah.
Call of Duty, dude?
Yes, yes. Did you guys hear this? So for the people who haven't heard, yeah, go ahead,
Jeremy. I haven't. Yeah.
Very low, high level. So
okay. Let me share my screen with you, because there was a series of tweets that he did. And so who is Nick Merckx? Again, he's a Call of Duty. He's a big time streamer. I mean, just this post that he did, it got 15 million views. So he's a big in the streaming platforms. And he had a deal with Call of Duty where I guess they create a skin for his character, right? You know, cause that's how popular he is. So, and a skin is basically when you're in the game, you choose what you want to look like, right? You can look like a certain character or whatever. So he had a character that Call of Duty created for him because he's so popular and people follow him. So he comes out, he sees on this video that I just showed you guys, he comments and he says this, which is anybody can agree with. They should leave children alone. That's the real issue. And everybody can agree with that, right? Just leave children alone, right? If you want to live your life and fuck whoever, however, and identifies who, I don't give a shit. Do it wherever. Why is it necessary to bring children into this? All right. So then this is what he says. So because of this tweet, Call of Duty just removed it. They didn't tell him. They didn't nothing. They just removed the skin from the game. And so another, you know, streamer came out and says, hey, Activision, I guess you guys removed Nick Merckx's bundle from the, you know, the Call of Duty. So then Call of Duty has to respond because, again, this is coming from somebody who has 2.8 million followers, right? So when somebody sheds light on this and says, hey, something's going on, obviously Call of Duty has to respond. So they respond. And they said, due to recent events, we have removed Nick Merckx's operator bundle from the Modern Warfare 2 and Warzone store. We are focused on celebrating pride with our employees and our community. Okay. So, and everybody was like, wait, what? How was this an attack on pride?
Exactly.
How is this in
yeah, right? Nothing to do with that.
Sarah Gonzalez's comment, right? Yeah, underneath, go ahead, so, is exactly what.
Yeah.
Sorry. I guess that kind of opens your eyes is that pride is not considered what we consider mm-hmm. to be anymore.
Right.
Pride is correct. Now, I am gay, I am lesbian, I am bisexual, I am trans, I am anything I want to be, and you can't say a damn word against it.
Not just that,
that is
Jeremy.
What pride has
no,
now
no,
become.
No, you forgot something, Jeremy, Matt. Which is not only exactly when they're attracted to children. This is what it is, Matt. Right?
They minor don't, attracted
no,
people.
Right, they no longer want to call okay. it, you know, pedophilia. Right. No, they're changing the meaning of words to your point, Jeremy. You know, like how feminism used to mean something, but not today. Right. It's the same thing with, you know, pedophilia. Oh, no, we're going to change the meaning of words. We're going to change the meaning of everything. And so this is the real push. So when people make the correlation, well, hold on. If I can't say leave children alone when it comes to this and people who want to indoctrinate children, then are you telling me Call of Duty that this is what you support? And so, again, the point that everybody made originally, which is why is it that the common denominator between all these issues when it comes to immigration, when it comes to the fucking war in Ukraine, why does everything lead to pedophilia? It's fucking weird. That's the common denominator in everything that we're seeing. And everything else is just, you know, distractions.
And that message says it can't be any more clear. It's like his comment was leave children alone,
right.
And you're going to respond. Yeah, you're going to respond with "we support pride."
Right.
No, that has nothing to
what
do
did
with
people
that.
Do
it's just a cover up.
What yeah. happened to this one? What did people?
So
they ever make a statement?
Yeah. So what happens is, so the guy comes out. He's like, "Hey guys, I just made a comment and says, hey, look, I'm a new father here, and so I look at it from that new perspective." And so I'm just watching out for my child. I should be the one who talks to my kid about this. And so all these streamers, you know, real big streamers came out supporting him. Even another guy, his name is, Tim the Tat Man, who's also a big streamer. He had a skin made by Call of Duty, made a skin for his character as well. And he came out supporting him and said, hey, if you're going to do that to him, please remove my skin as well. And so Call of Duty said, okay, done. And they removed it. And so now the gamer community, especially the big old Call of Duty. Now, a lot of people who play Call of Duty, and I remember Jules, America. I know we played Call of Duty when we were back. Yeah. But like, you would go into those public lobbies and you'd get the worst like racist comments. I mean, this is not a platform for like the lighthearted man. You get shit on. And so people were saying like, really, Call of Duty? Like, have you not gone into one of your lobbies and heard out that people talk to each other? It's like, this is not a platform for like the lighthearted. Anyway, so I'm going to click on this, and that's why I'm sharing the screen here, guys, because Call of Duty is getting ratioed on anything that they post. So, for example, 4 hours ago, they published this, and every single comment is, leave the children alone.
Awesome.
So they're getting ratioed, and people, there was another guy who came out, another prominent streamer. He's like, he was recorded himself deleting the game, and he says, if we're going to fight this war, if we're going to win this, this is how we win it. And so, and he has millions of followers. A lot of people are fed up with this, because even the people who are, to say, hey, you know what? I want people to have rights, and I don't want people to impose their beliefs and their religion on me. Sure. Okay. We can all agree on that. But then now, why do you want to defend teaching, inculcating this in little children? That's where a lot of people are like, draw the line and say, no, this has gone too far.
I think all, you know, the originals or the OGs, with pride, right? It's like, that's, I think every single group should be where, when it comes to children, that's it. Like, there is no fucking, no, it's like, this is it. I don't give a shit if you feel like you're a fucking Barney. Yeah. Once you mess with children, it's like, that's it. You know, and I think we're getting to that point where people are like, no, this is not good. This
and they see good it. Now. They see that.
And they're
like,
seeing it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the beauty pageants have to stop too. I mean, if you're going to say don't do this, you have to stop the other one as well, because that is over sexualizing children too. Putting all that makeup on and making them wear dresses and all this shit.
Okay, that's what you're talking about. I'm like, what beauty
pageant? You can look at it. I mean, it's the same thing. You can look at it the same way.
You said beauty pageants for kids, for little
kids. Okay, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Leave the children alone. Yeah. Let kids be kids.
Be kids, yeah.
I'm sorry. It's getting to a point where I get it. He was like, oh, they're cute. But then the other side said, oh, look, they're cute. Look at little Johnny dressed as a boy. As a girl. What? Like, no. No. Like, it doesn't make sense at that point. If you want to dress, little girls dressing like little girls, whatever, and be but now you're judging little girls. You fuck their mental up too. Let them be kids. I'm sorry.
You have to be, I agree to a certain level with you, Tim, but you also have to realize that pageants, sure, you know, if you want to say that, or maybe whatever, but my thing is, little girls do dance and a part of those dance competitions, and I'm not saying that everyone agrees with like everyone's dance group, and some are a little bit more racy and spicy and chachi, but like part of the thing about having your stage is like makeup is because you're on stage, you have bright lights, you need that makeup. And again, maybe it doesn't need to be, but it's a theatrics. If there's a point to, there's a certain extent, no one's stuffing, well, not that I know of, but there's probably a show out there that's doing it where you're stuffing girl, like, you know, 4-year-olds with like padding in their boobs to make them look like have breasts. But like, in the same time, I think that I'm saying I have not seen that, and I hope that's not happening, but to your point, like little girls being girls is having dance and doing recitals. And that's a great
thing.
It's when people then sexualize it, and then people then take it, which again, you start off good place, and then someone wants to push the envelope.
That's where I'm getting at.
But so there just needs to
which you're right, Sammy, but it goes back to that. What is this group that's pushing this, right? It's the same people who want to make it okay for us to look at kids and think that it's okay to be molested.
Wait, hold on, guys. I want to say this. This is my because it is a sensitive topic, right? Because where do we draw the line? But here, I think we can all agree: a grown man who wants to call himself a female, shaking his dick in front of little girls, that you've gone way
wrong.
You've gone way too far. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can all say, hey, well, you know what? Sometimes there's these type of competitions, and, you know, mothers will draw the line in a certain place and other mothers, whatever. Sure, I can see that. But hold on. We can all agree on that a grown man shaking his dick in front of children is wrong.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. I was about kids wearing like.
It's not going to lick itself. Remember, it's not going to lick itself. Remember that?
No, but the thing is that the people will try to make the same correlation. They'll be like, well, I mean, it's, you guys do it. I mean, it's just normal. Why do I? Yeah, but there's a difference. And society has understood that the relationship between men and children is very different than women and children, right?
Yes.
Women are nurturing and men have their instincts. Any man who denies that is a liar, okay? So in society understood this and knew that you had to protect children from men who might be prone to this type of behavior. The Bible talked about this. This is very well known, but somehow modern society wants to ignore this and say, oh, well, you know what? No, it's bullshit. I don't like it.
Yeah. And it goes back to the original OGs, right? They're the first ones that came out talking about it and saying, this is wrong. Why are we having kids in these shows? Like, this is wrong. These shows are not for kids. And a lot of them stopped doing their shows because they were like, this was never a thing. Like, yeah, we like to dress like women, but it's for adults, not for kids.
Right. Entertainment. Adult entertainment. It's like, instead of going to the strip club, you know, you go to the gay bar and they got the cross dressers there. Right. That was the entertainment. Right. And then it kind of spilled over to, you know, private events for, you know, normal people, you know, they would have them.
That's what the T standard was, what it was before.
Yeah.
Transvestite. It wasn't fucking transgender.
It's still, in my head, it's still a transvestite. If you're a fucking girl dressing up as a dude, you're still a fucking tranny regardless. We just didn't start labeling everybody tranny. And
where's where's that cuss jar? It is strong.
No, because no, you know why? This shit gets me so, and I don't even have children, but it gets me so angry because I see so many parents and friends that I have that are fucking blinded to this.
What kind of
and
friends say it do
doesn't
have?
Happen.
We, you know,
and
we,
they say it's not happening.
Mother's Day weekend, we're downtown. It's 11:30 on Saturday. So what is that? May 5th?
Whatever, May 11th.
Whatever the date was. And we wanted to get something to eat, lunchtime. Like I said, it was 11:30-ish. And we walk into a place downtown that Connor looked up online, and it appeared to be kind of like a country-ish American food,
Blue Martini.
So a restaurant.
No.
So a restaurant that he looked up that was supposed to be more country.
Yeah, but it had like a country twist in the name. So, and even Charlie's? In kind of the decor. So
Blue Hound?
We go. It's right next door to the Laugh Factory, or
it's right next to Stand Up Live.
Stand Up Live. It's right next door to Stand Up Live.
What's it called?
So, Copper Blues.
Copper Blues. Okay, thank you.
We've
Copper Blues.
Fucked up in there numerous times.
Okay, so it's two families, and we have children with us. Now, granted, I understand that my daughters don't look like they're 13 years old, but they definitely do look younger. I mean, they definitely don't look like they're 21 years old, right? Or 18 years old. So we let the lady know. We let the lady know, the hostess know, that we want to come in and have a seat and get some food. So she proceeds to take us to a table, and we walk in. And as we're walking in, I'm like trying to figure out what's going on, because I'm looking around going, wait, we are in like a family place. I mean, it's 11:30 on a Saturday, the middle of the day. We're in a family place to eat. It doesn't say anything online about this being an adult establishment. So there's a trans show going on. Now, I am like trying to figure out what's happening. The other family that was with us, they're stopped back behind us.
A drag show.
I'm sorry. Trans show, drag show. I apologize if I
haven't cut off your penis.
No, we call it trans show now.
But they're standing, the other couple family with us, they're standing back behind us, and the woman is going, these are not my kind of people. This is not my kind of establishment. And like vocally, Laura's kind of next to me, Jeremy's somewhere behind me with Connor. And I'm like, just trying to like, what the hell is going on here? But, and brain wasn't clicking. And I go, is that a man up there on that? Is this a drag show? Are we at a drag show? And the hostess turns around and comes back to us. And I looked at the hostess and I'm like, nope, we're going to go. Thank you. We're going to go somewhere else. But I'm thinking to myself, I have kids with me. I visibly have kids with me.
Yeah,
I
don't care.
And this was no big deal to walk us in, not say anything, not warn us. I went back to the website. I'm like, Connor, go back to the website. Does it say anything about this happening today in the middle of the day on a Mother's Day Saturday? He's like, no, mom, I swear it looks. And he's showing me. I'm like, this is just normal. It's just normal. It's okay.
They had posters all over I shouldn't say all over. They had like posters on the wall that said
inside.
Yeah, inside. Like we went in and we're waiting for a table. So we sat down on the little bench or whatever that was there. And then, you know, they finally said, okay, come back. And as we're walking back, we're all just like, yeah, no.
They're going to pass on this.
We were there with what? 3 13-year-olds and a 9-year-old?
Yeah.
They won't put it on their website.
No, they're not marketing it.
Because they don't want to market it because the people that like going to Copper Blues for the rock and roll, because they do a lot of rock in their little country at night and whatnot. So you get more of that base that comes down there for that. So if you start saying, hey, I'm a fucking, you know, drag time story. No, I'm going to go out of business.
Yeah.
So they don't ever put that shit on their fucking website because they know they get fucking boycotted.
Yeah. And to the point that somebody was making a few minutes ago, I've been to my fair share of drag shows. I don't care.
You're an adult establishment,
and I know what I'm going into, but thank you for the interruption. But this is the middle of the day during a family weekend, you know, Mother's Day weekend. I'm an adult. This isn't something I'm taking my 13-year-old to go and do and to go and see. She's freaking 13. You know,
I think you did the right thing. I think this is how you fight back, right? You don't have to create a scene. You don't have to do anything. Just get up and be like, oh, yep, nope, not doing this. Bye.
It's not my scene.
You know what
bye.
I mean? Like, because you hurt you. We do it by the pocketbook, right? That's where we hurt this whole fucking movement because everybody's making the point. Yeah. You know, why don't they advertise it if they're so confident about this and it's going to bring people? It won't bring people. And they're trying to play at both sides. What they're trying to do is to the people who love this shit, they can be like, well, we are inclusive and that's why we do this. And to the people who don't like it, they just want you to stay there and not have the guts to get up and say, hey, no, I'm not going to participate in this.
And it's still so crazy to me that like this inclusivity, people feel like, hey, I've got to be a brand that supports X, when it's like, one, do you know what it stands for? And two, why do you feel like just because you're like, you know, a clothing company or, ESG. You know, a drink ESG, provider that like enough people are going to be so mad that you're not shoving it down their throat that like you are a part of something that it matters. It's like, guess what? I have good chicken sandwiches. That's what I do. I don't need to
parade.
Yes, you can. That's his point. You can stand up and do it. There's enough.
No, in the parallel economy,
there is enough people. There is enough people.
There's not enough money right now. That's the problem.
Yes, there is. Yes, there is.
Okay. Okay. First of all, time out. You know what ESG is? If you're a company, right? If you're a company that wants to get a loan, right? You want to get a loan from the bank. You know what the bank asks you is? What is your ESG score? What is your DEI? What do you have for DEI? And they go, what the fuck is DEI? That's why Chick-fil-A all of a sudden now everyone's like, what the fuck is going on with Chick-fil-A? They got this whole DEI shit. You want a fucking loan? You want more money? Oh yeah, we're not giving it to you.
So what they do they create a economy where everybody suffers. And in order to weather the storm, companies have to get loans, right? Get a loan so that I can weather the storm of a slow economy. And but you're not going to get a loan because Tim's point is that the investors or the people who are the banks, they all are now on this ESG system where you're not going to get that loan. You're not going to get that relief while to weather the storm. And so that's why now, to your point, if you're like a small business and whatever, this is why the way to fight back, there is a way to fight back, is support local businesses. This is the way we end this freaking corporate. It's a bad marriage between corporations and government. It is a bad system. Okay, let's get into corruption.
Public Square.
Well,
Can we give a shout out to Public Square? Anybody use that?
Yeah, Public Square. That's a great app. That's how we fight back.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So when you say how do we fight back? Yeah, you have to go on things like Public Square where and create that parallel economy, right? Because
I was listening to this tranny who's a conservative,
Who's Blair White?
Blair?
Who is a conservative? No, no, it's just some.
There's a few of them. There's a bunch of them. There's a bunch of them.
And they were saying how, you know, they're sad because, you know, this is their thing, right? They put the shows, they have their drag brunches, whatever. And it's for adults, right? But now, like we were saying, they've hijacked this whole fucking thing that they can't even have a place where they can make these shows because now they're allowing kids to show up and, you know, families to show up when in the beginning it was like, no, it's 21 and over. You know what I mean? And it's like, now it's like, oh no, it's a family friendly place. And it's wrong because now, yeah, they're running out of places where they can do their thing and nobody fucking cares. Just don't be fucking swinging your dicks and tits in front of children. It's just wrong.
So
if you want to go see penis, that's why we have strip places and, you know, go see it, whatever. If you will, like,
say penis again. Tits
in your face,
say penis.
I know, it's like, I sweat a little bit. Yeah, it's like, you know, there's a place for all that shit, right? And it's like now they can't even have that because it's being hijacked by these fucking pedos. Like, are we kidding? Like, what the fuck?
Right.
So, right. Jules, you'd mentioned that a lot of these years ago, these things were 21 and older, right? They happened at bars where they did not, you know, it was like you have to be 21 to get in the building. Was that a law? Was that I guess it would probably be under the decency laws that we used to, you know, adhere to. But apparently those are all gone now. And so
the liquor, right? They sell liquor.
Right. Well, Copper Blue sells liquor too. And then they're up on the stage. I mean, obviously we didn't see the show. We walked in, saw the person on stage and said,
"You lingered.
Oh, this is this. We're leaving."
Jeremy's like, shit, right? That's a big dick.
No, there. Right. I don't know what you call them. It was covered. It was covered. It was. It almost looked like the person was sitting, or like they weren't standing up full on the stage, which is what was so confusing. Because I really kind of only saw, or they were only exposed clothed, but the person you could really only see from like the waist up of the person, and so I don't know if they were sitting or standing like behind a bar getting ready to get up on the stage. I don't know. And they were facing and talking to everybody. So I don't even know at what point, maybe it was early on in the show. It was an early morning. It was, like I said, 11:30, kind of brunch time frame. And you could clearly tell they were just getting into the show. It was not, they weren't at the point of, enough to know that it was not where we wanted to be.
Well, and in Heidi's defense, I think your opposition to this is that they would do it in front of children, right? Because
I remember, I don't care about.
I remember specifically you took me to a bar.
Yes,
where there were trannies, and I had no idea. And I'm like, what is happening?
Yeah. And I would do it again. Saul, to that point, right? I'd do it again in a heartbeat. It was a great freaking show. And it started at 9:30 at night in an adult establishment that was clearly for 21 and up.
That would get ID'd.
Security making sure you were 21 and up. And we knew what we were walking into. We went to the Twisted Peacock. It was a gay bar that did drag shows and male review shows, right? So we knew. It wasn't us going into a family establishment in the middle of a Saturday of a family holiday weekend with kids.
And that is what everybody is arguing.
Right.
Nobody cares if you go to the gay bar and they have that. Or if you even go to, you know, a Crescent Ballroom or even the Copper Blues, if they're having that. But it needs to be advertised that you are having this. It's a 21 plus event.
Yes.
And now if you walk in, you know what you're getting yourself into.
Right.
I don't want to be blindsided by this.
Right.
I agree with that.
You know, that's like saying, hey, walking in the church and going, I'm upset that they're preaching Jesus. Like, what? Like, you walked into this thing. Yeah. You know what I mean? Bad example, but you see where I'm going. Like, if I walk into someplace and it's not what is advertised, you know, that's wrong to the customer too, because you're forcing, these crazy people keep talking about, oh, you religious fanatics are forcing religious down us. We need separation. They're doing the exact thing. And guess what? They're making laws that says now, if you fucking misgender somewhere, not in America yet, but in fucking Canada, if you misgender somebody, you go to jail.
Man.
Okay? So this is how far we've come from it doesn't happen in 2020 when parents are like, this is crazy. It's not happening. You guys are crazy, whatever, to all these parents now are labeled fucking domestic terrorists, according to the SPLC. And in Canada, you go to fucking jail. So I don't know what to tell you guys. I mean, we could say do this and do that, but if you're creating laws that target people for not using the right pronoun, we have bigger fucking problems.
Yeah.
And selling a chicken sandwich to a conservative ain't going to help.
Yeah. I, to your point, Tim, I think the difference is, you know, sure, we tolerated this stuff. You know, it was, yeah, you can do whatever you want in your privacy and whatever in establishments that are specifically for that. We don't care. But then that wasn't enough, right? Now, to your point, they're coming to religious organizations and they're saying, well, no, you have to accept me and you have to call me by my pronoun or else it's a violence against me. And we're like, wait, what the fuck? No. You can't, this is not how this works. And so the backlash,
let me punch in the face and I'll show you violence.
The backlash is against the normalization of what I consider a mental disorder. It is, folks, you know, gender dysphoria for a long time was considered that. And all of a sudden to Tim's text that he sends us is that, you know, you got the medical industry now trying to change the definition of the stuff that they would be considered a mental disorder before. Now, does that mean that these people don't have rights and that they can't participate in society? No, of course not. It doesn't mean that. But that doesn't mean we have to play into your delusion, which is what it is. That I think feeds everything else, right? You have to accept me for who I am. And it's this mentality of like, well, okay, fine. You can be whoever you want, but I'm not going to play into this. You can't force me to speak. Go ahead.
Did you see that? I think it was a fifth grade teacher that was on whatever talk show. And he was just like calmly going, this is what you think. It's wrong. There's no proof whatsoever. But you just assume just because you say it that it's, you know, he went off on this whole it wasn't a rant or anything. He's sitting there calmly, logically talking to these people as they're making this stuff up in their heads. And come to find out he's gay, and the school board or the school found out, and he's on administrative leave now.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Because he dared to say something against.
He questioned the. Yeah.
Whatever this pride thing is become.
Well, did you see in Massachusetts this week or maybe late last week? It was like an eighth grade class. They were being forced into this LGBT shit in school. And the students rose up in protest. They said, my pronouns are USA.
Yeah.
Yeah. I heard, saw that.
Mm. So this is freaking them out, right? Because these kids, and I know we always clown, but on the older Gen Zs, I think, you know, they're so fucked up from this indoctrination. But this younger generation, because they've been seeing it and now it's being thrown in their faces and it's getting worse. I think we always have like a crazy generation and then one underneath, it's like, yeah, this is too much. And they revolt against it. I think we're starting to see that a little bit more now, where it's like these kids aren't as on board as what everybody says they are.
And we shouldn't be, because again, we can tolerate people's whatever, but I don't have to participate in it.
Especially when it comes down to kids. Leave the fucking kids alone. Leave them alone.
Yep.
Leave the kids alone. But now they're also attacking, truly attacking religion, well, right?
Think about it. Save the children since day one.
Right. Just but then now they're also attacking religion. Like they've infiltrated all the fucking the high powered freaking religious groups. I mean, in LA, the Dodgers, for their Pride Night this Friday, originally they had the drag queen nuns. That were going to be included, then they removed them, and then the backlash from the community, they re-added them. Dude, the archdiocese in LA, archdiocese, Catholic, you know, the high end, not silent on it, nothing. There's like another group of Catholics that's actually trying to protest on it, right? And they got a big, you know, rally going on Friday over it. But dude, drag queen nuns, that's a slap in the face to religion. And when religion, and when religious people just go, we don't care.
It goes back to what you said earlier, right? It's just a big F you. We can do whatever we want. We're going to hijack nunneries, you know? It's like, wait, what?
Dude,
well, what, I think
you know, I can care less.
Just a big F you.
If you burn the pride flag.
We can use whatever words we want, and you can't say anything about it.
If you burn the pride flag, this is the country we live in now. If you burn the pride flag, you go to jail. They call it a hate crime. You burn the American flag?
No, it's unconstitutional.
They're arresting people for it. Yeah, they're arresting people for hate crimes all over the place. Driving over the rainbow flags in the road, tire marks. Oh, yeah.
But
you're getting arrested for it.
I think that's a different destruction of property probably is what they're doing. Yeah, we can hear you. What's going on?
Hey, grab that mic, Sammy. You go.
I know. I was like, wait, I think it was like, hi, like three times. No, I was just going to say, to your point, Tim, I think we've talked about this before, but like, you know, when we say, oh, parents who are these children raising up, like you should be scared, or like, man, you really have to fight. And I think people are, but we've said that you, man, this phrase, I'm like totally screwing this up. But like, you've been born for such a time as this. And I think the people who are, you know, one, who are being born, and then two, the ones that we are raising, they are going to be able to combat these things. And, you know, you just made that point saying, hey, there's, as generational things happen and they start to see this, and we're going to go through this influx, but I do believe that there is enough people doing good. I think we're infiltrated with all this stuff that's like crazy, which is, doesn't mean it's not happening. It is, but I think there is enough good and enough people that don't want that. And we need to continue to see that collective, not only like rising, because they're doing this foundational work, and the foundational work sometimes is not, you're right, like they might even have the Call of Duty or know what's going on. The foundational work they're doing is raising their children a certain way and being able to have them to have the, you know, the authority and power to stand up for themselves, to believe in God, to have that, because there's going to be persecution. There's going to be a lot of things happening, and we cannot have, you know, it's not even like weak-minded individuals. We can't have people who are going to just give up. And so that foundation has nothing to do with going on here. It's coming from the home and the, what parents are doing to,
you know, to your point, Samantha, I think, you know, not just the motivation and the, all that, but also the resources to do this. And I was having a conversation with Jules before the show, and Jeremy, and I know Samantha, you're aware of this, but you know, I was thinking, well, how do we fight this culture war? How do we, with the skills that we have? And I would dare you guys to do this. And I know Tim, Jeremy, you hate AI and ChatGPT, but I promise you, this is how I figured out that there's a hole here, an opportunity. I know you just sent me something, Samantha, but again, you know, the resources for that kind of stuff is very limited. And the point I'm trying to make here is, so I went to AI, ChatGPT, and I said, hey, these are my skills, right? This is what I can do. How do I, what can I do to help this cause? And this is what I believe in. So the crazy thing about it was like, it gave me, it said, okay, well, you have, you know, I can use Photoshop and use all these tools. And I have all these AI tools that I pay subscriptions for. And it said, generate conservative coloring books. And I was like, what the heck? This is a great, I didn't even think about it. So I go on Amazon and I'm looking up for conservative coloring books, you know, like, and there are some out there, but they're not even that good. And so I was like, this is interesting. So I was like, okay, you know, I'm going to start doing this. And I reached out to Samantha and I'm like, hey, you know, I don't have kids, and I don't have kids at that age where they're coloring and all this stuff. So let's work together to, you know, you can help me pick up some of these things that would work, right? Cause I have the tools and I can do it. And so I was like, this is a good way, a small way. But when parents, like, you know, because we say parents pull your kids out of school, but then do they have the resources? Do they have things to be able to do the teach home, whatever? You know what I mean? Like, if we're going to create this parallel economy, to Tim's point that he always makes, we have to start small. And I think if we start find that, you know, if you want to, you guys want to do and say, hey, these are your skills. What can I do? How can I contribute? You know, because sometimes, you know, we do get stuck in the, well, what can I do? You know, obviously we're doing the show, but I think, you know, there's other, a lot of other things that we can do. And instead of sitting here and complaining about, oh, we're losing our country, well, let's start doing something about it. You know what I mean? Even if it's small.
And there are some books like the Tuttle Twins is like, if you go and look up on, I follow them on Instagram, but the Tuttle Twins, that's exactly what that father did for his children, is he created a book on history or a series of books on history and economics that would help teach kids.
Yeah.
And he has twins. That's why, hence the name of the series of books. But it was one of the series of books that I bought to help with the girls. And then I ended up buying it actually for my nieces and my nephews on Jeremy's side of the family as well, because they're, especially the one family, they're like ultra woke, progressive, liberal, whatever.
Ultra
and so I was trying to like help infiltrate a little bit of us into that. Right. And, but, and they're really, I mean, they're good books, they're easy books, but that, I mean, that to your point is kind of one of those great sources where we could to reach out to say, hey, you guys have this history and economics thing down, which is great. Can we add some things here and there? From other areas of knowledge and expertise.
To give you an example, Heidi.
Yeah.
I tell you guys all the time, I watch reaction videos, and you know, when you get on YouTube and it recommends, oh, watch this reaction. So I started watching reaction videos from people who are not even conservative, in minorities like Mexicans and Blacks. And so they're reacting to conservative videos from PragerU, right? There's a particular video on PragerU that talks about the history of the Republican Party, how the Republican Party was established and everything that they did. And the first 23 Black senators were all Republican,
sure.
Right? And so the people who are reacting to these videos, they're like, oh my God, wait, what? How come I wasn't taught this in school? Right. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, okay, well, here's a great opportunity where I can start doing like, you know, this stuff where I'm going to create coloring books for kids to, as they're reading it, right? They're going to read the story that's whatever right there. The parent reads it and they color it. That's a good way to imprint that memory.
Well, so I remember, so remember in high school, history class, right? Towards the end, you started back in whatever, the medieval days, right? And you worked forward throughout the year. We didn't get past the Civil War. Mm-hmm. There was no history taught to us past that point.
Right.
Because we just ran out of time. The school year, whether the school year wasn't long enough, whatever. So even if they were teaching that in schools, I may never have learned that because it happened right around that time, right? The Republican Party came to power, said, hey, we need to stop slavery. We need to stop the stuff that we're doing. Had a big war over it. But, you know, even if they were teaching that, there's no guarantee that the kids would have ever gotten that far.
Yeah. 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 You know, I don't remember learning that.
Zero on civil rights movement.
Really? Yeah. Everything you're talking about, I learned about. Yeah.
I didn't. Public schools.
I didn't either.
Yeah. No, I think it's Alejandro. I'm just saying. Oh.
No, I didn't. Well,
Phoenix public. I mean, Phoenix education. I mean, it's always been in the lower tier for forever. Right?
I did not learn that the first 23 Black senators
I didn't learn that either.
Were Republican.
Right. Yeah, I didn't realize that the Republicans were the party of anti-slavery.
Yeah.
The
ones they were established as abolitionists. Yeah.
I had no idea that the Democrats were the ones that founded the KKK.
Right.
Yeah. The Democrats
were lynching people. They were the ones that started Planned Parenthood. Zero of that was.
And they all voted against the civil rights in the beginning and then they flipped it.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So don't kid yourself.
Yeah.
And then they came out with this fucking concocted story that,
they
parties flipped.
yeah,
bullshit.
Yeah,
anyway.
And to Sammy's point, I think she's
they like all
she's
lie.
Right, you know, because we don't and to Saul that he like you know we just sit here and complain and say you know f this pisses me off blah, 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 blah. But what are we doing about it, right? It's up to her. She has kids, right? So she's going to teach her kids to battle this because by the time they're, teenagers, it's probably going to be worse. But, she's going to give them the tools to fight this off. And, you guys have kids and you've been doing that for, yay long. And I'm sure your kids are going to be fine. But, all the new generations, what are we doing?
School board. I mean, those are little things outside of like trying to build an account.
But that's the thing about it to me is like that is someone that
school should not be raising your kids.
Well, not just that,
you should be raising your kids.
Someone might want to do that, and I do believe that you have to fight for things again, like be involved enough. But like that is not where my passion or like
correct
talent lies.
Not everybody
things that it does, but like, and I need to continue to find ways that I can do that, but school board will not be one of them. But yes,
I can.
You're
see
more of the. You're more of the political person. You and your little. What are you? Justice
precinct
of
precinct committeeman. Precinct committeeman.
There you go.
But I mean, everybody's got to do their part, you know? I mean, down to the parallel economy stuff. I mean, it's a great idea. It's a great idea. I mean, nobody's doing it. There's a niche for it. And you know how conservatives are. Conservatives are looking for things like this. And the minute there's a business that does something positive, they flock to it. Mm-hmm. Dude, if a conservative writes a book, every conservative goes out and buys it, right? Just because they will support, right? So there is a big parallel community for it.
Mm-hmm. And I've been looking for it while we were talking because it goes into this. I don't know if you guys have ever seen the Free State of Jones. Has anyone heard of that?
I know what show it is, but I don't think I've ever seen an episode. I've seen previous.
It's like a movie, right? It's a movie with Matthew McConaughey. It came out in 2016.
I haven't seen it,
but it's good, and it breaks down kind of what we were talking about, and how the Republican Party actually was the party that was helping Black people, and it starts from the beginning of that. It's like him fighting. For this, it's really good. I think you guys would like it, and it's even for us ladies. It's a one that's like there's a little love stuff going in there, and he's like white, and he's got this like Black girl, and you know all this stuff. But like, it's good.
You said this was a movie. Is it available on Netflix, Hulu?
I believe I saw it on Netflix. Yes, I saw it on Netflix.
Free State of Jones or the State of Jones?
Oh, you can't see that. There you go. Free State of Jones. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. All right. It's good.
Keep that in mind.
And it says it's like American historical war film inspired by the life of Newton Knight.
I say it all the time. I say, you know, and I always say this to Nell. I've said it numerous times on the show, said it to the kids that we used to mentor in, you know, that mentoring program. When they all said that they hated history, I'm like, history is the most important subject.
You were mentoring kids?
Yeah.
he was. Remember?
I was like, but I used to tell him, I'm like, you might hate history, but I'm like, you don't understand your history. History is bound to repeat itself. And all of a sudden, everybody doesn't know. So you can just inject that said, oh, you know what? Democrats freed the slaves. And people are like, oh, yeah, that's true. That's where we're going. That's where we're fucking going, where they will start saying that they freed the slaves and that Republicans and Abe Lincoln was the one trying to keep it. They will get to that point, guys.
Yeah. And it's based on true, like, I mean, again, I don't know how, like, pieces that are real or not, but it's based on a guy that's true guy.
Yep.
That Newton Knight guy. So,
but honestly, all of this is really noise. Cause I mean, as much as we talk about AI is there, but I sent you guys that video, maybe just to Nelson.
I was telling Nelson about that.
But here's the deal. AI is now, they're trying to do AI in, you know, for doing sermons, and they're like, oh, and Yuri, whatever the guy from the World Economic Forum, the real Dr. Evil. He's like, oh yeah. He's like, ChatGPT is going to be able to tell us and give their own stint on religion and actually tell you if it's real or not, and then create their own to make it real. So this is where they're going with AI, guys. So,
well, I did ask. I put Red Shoes Conspiracy. And it was like this whole spiel. I did. Red Shoes Conspiracy. And it went on this whole spiel on how conspiracy theories are bad. And, you know, it was this much of what it really is. And then it said, and it goes on this whole lecture of how conspiracy theories are not good, that in some campaigns use them. And I'm like, you're fake news. And then I just want to say, you're fake news. Yeah.
Fake AI.
And it's like being AI, I don't have feelings or something like that. And, you know, I just give facts and, but I'm like, you're stupid. You know, it's real.
Right. But then if you say, hey, are minor attractive people bad? They'll tell you the same thing. And if you say, are minor attractive people good? Oh, yeah, it's part of the LGBT community. And that's, dude, it's fucked up.
Yeah, you got to take it. You got to take the good, right?
What did you send? Somebody sent something.
Yeah, I sent the thing about that religious sermon in Germany that happened over the weekend with 300 people attending, with ChatGPT leading the sermon.
That's funny. We live in a dystopian world, man. But we got to close it out, guys.
Yeah.
All right, folks. Thank you for joining us on this interesting debate of indecent exposure and the path we're being led to, and what we can do to fight this. We gotta. It's one of the most important culture wars that's going to define this country. All right. Find us on some of the social media platforms. Give us a follow, hit the like button, and share some of the content. And we will catch you all next time. Bye.
Guten Tag.
See you later.
Peace out.
See ya.
I have no idea what's going on.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Salty Show.com.
Brought to you by Amco Transmission. We'll make your gears wet.
Oh, what?
What was that?
I just added that.
What?
We'll lube it up.
That's great.